Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:41 a.m. It was hazy in Chicago, warm. My name is Sarad. I was working the early shift on radio station WGN. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. There are more than 3 million people in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work with food reviews, news, and hello, Lieutenant.
Hello, the storm is coming.
The storm? Yeah, well, we've got some storms for the next few days. And it's summer, though. Enjoy it.
Right, yeah.
Don't be one of those people I was talking about earlier. It's almost over now. It's summer's over.
Yeah, I know. It is strange that the kids are going back to school a little early this year, so it's...
I know, but, you know, just, hey, it's hot outside.
But I'm going to stick with my tried and true plan of waiting until the very last minute to admit that the summer's over first. Yeah.
That a boy. Talk about what you have in those bakery boxes.
Well, yeah, I went to Palermo Bakery at 7312 West Irving Park Road. It was recommended by Lieutenant John Garrido, one of my fellow lieutenants who runs the Garrido Stray Rescue Foundation. And Palermo Bakery helps him out with some of their, you know, donation, and he brings some stuff into the station from there. So
that's nice.
We really like them. And they're in Norridge, just west of the city on Irving Park Road, right next to the Harlem Irving Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a very large storefront, but it's a huge kitchen, so the actual customer service area is a little small.
Now, Palermo, by the way, when I saw Palermo on your little note here, I started thinking of a pizza place, maybe by the same name, around Grand Avenue or something. Is that possible?
I think there was one somewhere. Palermo's the capital of Sicily, so they name a lot of things after.
yeah, there's probably a few Palermos around. You're right. But this is a bakery.
Yeah, and before I get to the actual food that I brought, I just wanted to mention I was there when I went there earlier this week, because my daughter requires that she tries all the bakery stuff before I
don't blame her.
they have this thing, because the Summer Olympics, they have the Bakery Olympics going on this week, and if you go to their Facebook page or their Instagram account, they got the young employees doing different bakery things, like building boxes, who can build the most boxes and label them and everything. And
the Bakery Olympics, I love it.
It was really fun to watch, because it's great. So tomorrow they're doing who can pack the most, or today they're doing who can pack the most cake slices, and tomorrow is who can make the best pizza. And they're live streaming it all to Facebook and Instagram. And
well, have to check that out.
But you can go watch in person without tickets, you know, and try the pizza that they make tomorrow.
All right. So they're 7312 West Irving Park, huh?
Right. And so I brought some stuff in. First of all, they're known for the cannoli. So I brought some cannoli. They have all the different flavors of cannoli. Although I have to say, I'm a cannoli, what do you call it? Purist.
Connoisseur?
No.
Purist. Traditionalist.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like the traditional cannolis, you know, mm-hmm. the old leave the gun, grab the cannolis type of cannoli. But they have all, I brought, I think they have like 4 or 5 different flavors, and I brought.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so
those will go fast here.
Yeah, Steve is already at the door.
Well, you know, we work early. We're ready for dinner and dessert by now.
And yeah, who needs donuts when you have cannoli? They also make this that giant cannoli. Have you ever seen this giant cannoli shell? And then they fill it with little mini cannolis so you can bring it to parties and stuff.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's really cool. It's like this. It's like 5 times the normal size of a cannoli, and then it's just a shell. And then inside, they have little mini cannolis that they fill it all up, and you can bring like a
supersized.
Yeah.
For parties.
They also make cannoli cakes, and it's basically a sponge cake with rum and cannoli filling. But I also have a bunch of different pastries that they bring, including one called the Chocolate Marianne. I had to get that home
to the wife.
Yeah. It looks like chocolate mousse with a chocolate shell, and it's really good.
Oh, wow. And do we know why they call it Marianne?
No. I'm sorry, I didn't ask. I just saw, I was, as I was leaving, like, hey, that's a Marianne. We got to put that.
Well, I'll tell her it's named after her.
Right.
I'll go with that. Why not?
And then, you know, another thing they used to do, especially when the pandemic was going really good and the going really bad, I guess, when we were having all the supply issues, they developed a toilet paper roll cake. So they have a cake that looks like a roll of toilet paper. They even have the fondant coming off the end, so it looks like it's a leading roll of toilet paper.
You're kidding.
No, it's really cool.
This would be a great gift, like if you're going to a party or something,
right,
and you want to bring, like, instead of a bottle of wine or something, you bring the toilet paper cake. Are you kidding me? This is fantastic.
It's really cool. Yeah, I know they mentioned it for kids, like it's fun for the family, you know, to sort of, I guess, get through the supply issues.
So it's a vanilla cake, really,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, vanilla cake with buttercream frosting.
Now people really want to know, where's this place? Palermo Bakery, 7312 West Irving Park. It's by Rolling Stone Records, right?
Yeah, right down the street from Rolling Stone Records, which is still in business. I can't figure out how they go still in business.
That's now, great that they're still open.
Did you go there? I used to hang out there when I was a kid.
It wasn't my neighborhood, but I would sometimes be around that area, and I knew of that place for sure.
Yeah, they have CDs hanging from the ceiling instead of records.
Yeah, of course. And this bakery also has some good lemon cookies, right?
Right. Yeah, these are lemon Torel. They're Italian lemon knot cookies. I brought a couple of those too. They're large, soft cookies with a lemon. The cookies are lemon with a glaze on top of them, so they're really good. They're not quite cakey. They're a little cakey for cookies, but not quite a cake, you know.
And you don't have any problem with the toilet paper cake, like eating it, right? It doesn't spoil your appetite?
No, I'm sure it doesn't. Okay. I don't know. Nothing really spoils my appetite. That's what my wife would say.
6:48, we'll get to your main restaurant review and some news about restaurants next. WGN. It's our Friday feature with Lieutenant David Haynes, author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. And before we get to your main restaurant review, may I say those are spectacular-looking pastries from the Palermo Bakery. Celebrating 20 years, they're having a big party on Saturday, August 28th.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Okay.
That was that line was, what do you call it, where you just made it up on the spot?
Ad lib,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about Cobblestone.
All right, Cobblestone, I had so much fun. I got to do this more often. I went to the restaurant with some friends, and when I told them I was doing it for a review, I got to taste everybody's dish, which was great.
Nice perk.
It's not like having to go back there for a couple times. But Cobblestone Chicago is at 4337 North Lincoln Avenue. Just a couple blocks south of Wells Park, which we talked about last week, is having Tuesday concerts every week in the park, in the 19th district, and it's a really nice little place. They just put a cobblestone stoop in, so when you walk in, you have to walk over to cobblestones. They got a couple outdoor patios. It's really nice
neighborhood.
Yeah, beautiful walkable neighborhood, and they have a kind of a small menu, so they focus on a few things, and they do real well. But I wanted to mention, every week they have a bar manager who's like some kind of weird alchemist that tries to create different drinks. And so every week they create a new drink, and they create potions back there. So this week, because I told them I was going to talk about them and I was trying to find out what the new drink was, they invited me to help name it. And so
did they invite you to help drink it too?
Yeah. Well, they wanted to name it after somebody on the show. So I couldn't decide between you and Dave. So the new drink of the week at Cobblestone, if you want to do it, is coffee, heavy cream, tequila, coffee liqueur with whipped cream topping, and the name of it is the Control Room Joe.
Wow, so, Joe. Yeah,
you have your own drink, Joe.
Holy shnikes. All right, I got to go try this thing out. I'll see you.
I think the ingredients sound like it's right up Joe's alley.
Yeah, I think so.
So especially yeah. The tequila.
I would love to find out how many people order the control room, Joe, just to prove they listen to the show. So,
well, say you want the control room, Joe, and maybe we'll get an extra shot of tequila.
Yeah.
Arriba.
And other than that, what do you like at this place?
Well, okay, so they have some things like they have steak tartare or beef tartare, which is raw mm-hmm. beef with violet mustard and pumpernickel and egg yolk. I haven't had it since I was a kid, and you know it's one of those things that basically my grandparents would force us to eat when we went out and try and stuff, and I hated it as a kid, and it's now I love it. It was fantastic there.
Yeah, that's not something kids like.
No,
a little too sophisticated.
And we had some pork belly, which crisp skin, and they have some applesauce on it, and it was done absolutely perfectly.
Ooh, applesauce with that sounds good.
Yeah, and they have a bistro burger that my wife loved with half lamb and beef with they make their own pepper jelly, which is kind of like mint jelly but made out of red peppers, and some drunken goat wine, and it was just everything was really nice. It was perfectly done, and
sounds like somebody back in the kitchen is serious.
Oh yeah, they Andy Newt is the general manager, and he was in restaurants for a long time. He got out, went into business, couldn't stay away, so he came back, and he's running this restaurant. And their chef there was just kind of a younger guy, but really seemed to they're the kind of people that really enjoy their craft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot what you see in like these small place, like the hot dog places, the one guy who thinks I have a better hot dog recipe than everybody else, but this is kind of a more upscale version of that. So it was a great place to go for a nice summer evening if you're walking around Lincoln Square from the actual Lincoln Square all the way down to Irving. It's a beautiful walk, and it's a great place to stop and have a dinner.
Cobblestone, 4337 North Lincoln. All right. News at 7 here from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We have a minute to highlight any restaurant news that you have, Lieutenant.
All right. Well, I do have some news, but I also wanted to mention this weekend is Wisconsin State Fair, and which means, cream puffs. That's what everybody thinks of when they think of Wisconsin State Fair. And they're giving away free cream puffs if you get vaccinated at the State Fair. So,
okay. Anything to get people the shot. We like that.
Yeah, you can get $100 if you hold out from your company, but you can get a free cream puff.
That's the best. What else is going on?
Urban Space Food Hall is opening up next month. It's reopening up next month, so I was looking forward to that because I love food halls. And
so do I. It's perfect for people who can't make up their mind what to get.
There's a place we got to check out in the next couple weeks called Bloom Plant Based Kitchen. They open today in Wicker Park at 1559 North Milwaukee. And it's a chef who's he's been around. He's really good, and he's put together a plant-based menu that is supposedly a gourmet and rivaling the best of gourmet restaurants. So that's Rodolfo Cuadras. So
we like that. All right. Well, so if you're not going to get the vaccine, at least get a shot at the cobblestone there from the bartender, right?
Yep.
The control room, Joe.
Control room, Joe, at 4337 North Lincoln.
And enjoy your weekend, Lieutenant. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, see ya.
Hey, let's be careful out here.